From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, August 29th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Slate, Kraken and Galaxy flipped late as Solana approved a major supply cut. Solana's governance proposal SGP 0002 passed with 176.29 million Solana in favor, a solid 72.7% support from the decisive stake. This move aims to double the annual disinflation rate from 15% to 30%. Potentially reducing the total Solana issuance by about 18.89 million over 6 years. However, the actual implementation hinges on the technical rollout through SIMD0550, which is still in the works. What's interesting is how validators from Kraken and Galaxy shifted their votes just before the deadline, showcasing the political drama behind the scenes. This vote highlights the ongoing tension between those advocating for reduced issuance and those concerned about staking yields. So, while Solana has set a clear direction, the real test will be in how smoothly they can implement these changes. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Solana, link in show notes. Next. Second, from Crypto Briefing, Kraken builds comprehensive wallet for on-chain financial life. Kraken's wallet evolution signifies a shift towards integrated on-chain services, challenging traditional exchanges and enhancing user engagement. The post Kraken builds comprehensive wallet for on-chain financial life appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing. BIS chief said stablecoins lack credibility for large-scale payments, pushes tokenized deposits instead. Tokenized deposits could reshape financial systems by enhancing stability and compliance, potentially impacting global monetary sovereignty and banking. The post-BIS chief says stablecoins lack credibility for large-scale payments, pushes tokenized deposits instead appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing. Aptos integrates Circle's CCTP V2 for rapid USDC transfers. Aptos integration of CCTP V2 enhances DeFi automation and cross-chain liquidity, potentially transforming decentralized finance operations. The post Aptos integrates Circle's CCTP V2 for rapid USDC transfers appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from U.Today. XRP, Shiba Inu SHIB, Stellar XLM, and Bitcoin price analysis for August 28, moment where bulls should take the lead. XRP is currently at $1.42 after a strong August rally that briefly peaked at $1.70. It's still above key moving averages, particularly the 200-day at $1.35, which suggests a solid technical foundation. As long as it holds the $1.35-$1.40 range, it could set the stage for another move toward $1.50 and beyond. Shiba Inu, on the other hand, is trading around $0.0000530, having struggled to break past the critical resistance at $0.0000572. It's showing that signs of improvement with a support cluster around $0.0000070, but it needs to reclaim that 200-day average daily low of a net reversal. Stellar is trying to hold its ground at $0.184 after a rally that peaked above 22 cents. The immediate resistance is at the 200-day moving average near $0.190. If it can move net the 200-day moving average is now at $72,060, providing a solid support base. However, with RSI in overbought territory at 77, a pullback or consolidation might be necessary for sustained growth. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Slate. Capital B's 21 million euros Bitcoin raise comes with heavy warrant dilution risk. Capital B is raising 21 million euros to buy an additional 270 Bitcoin. But there's a catch with warrant dilution. They're doing a private placement of over 36 million shares at 0.58 euros each, which will leave the Bitcoin backing per diluted share almost unchanged, down just 0.02%. This means they're not really improving their position in the short term. However, the attached warrants could create significant dilution down the line. If all warrants are exercised, the total shares could balloon, dropping Bitcoin per million shares to about 5.67 Bitcoin, which is a 24.1% decline from before the placement. So, while the immediate impact seems flat, the long-term picture could shift depending on how those warrants play out. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free to head up and hold it, so vote home.